This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today engaged with leaders from Oman, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussions center on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversation with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Mr. Modi also appreciated Oman's efforts in facilitating the safe return of thousands of people, including Indian nationals. The Prime Minister said, during the conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron, both the leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. During the conversation with his Malaysia counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, both leaders discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Adil Fitri. India said that recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region are deeply disturbing and risk further destabilizing an already uncertain global energy scenario. In a statement, External Affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that energy supply remains a major concern, with shipping routes also being impacted. He said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources. Mr. Jaiswal said global leaders are in constant touch over the evolving situation in West Asia and India has clearly conveyed its position on the issue. He added that energy assistance has been sought by neighboring countries, including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. The government has said that 100% supply of domestic PNG and CNG for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today.
MOEFCC has already advised state governments, state pollution control boards for permitting the use of kerosene and coal as an alternate fuel. Ministry of Coal has already issued orders to Coal India and Singareni Collieries to allot higher quantities to state for distributing coal to small, medium and other consumers. States have also been advised to facilitate the new PNG connections for both domestic and commercial consumers. State and union territories are also requested to establish helpline numbers and ensure wide publicity at regular intervals so that the panic or the rumors can be controlled.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said the country must work in mission mode to emerge as a global hub of indigenous drone manufacturing in the next few years. The minister was addressing the National Defence Industries Conclave in New Delhi. Mr. Singh stressed on the urgent need to build a drone production ecosystem to ensure strategic autonomy, enhance defence preparedness and make the country Atmanirbhar in view of the present geopolitical uncertainties. The BJP today released the second list of 111 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls. The party also released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from Jalukbari constituency. The BJP issued its second list of 39 candidates for the Keralam Assembly polls. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today said Iran would face a major new wave of strikes on Thursday, asserting the conflict would end on America's terms and rejecting concerns it would become a prolonged war. Speaking at a media briefing in Washington, Hegseth said U.S. objectives in Iran remain unchanged, including destroying missile launchers, dismantling its defense industrial base, neutralizing its navy and ensuring Iran does not acquire a nuclear weapon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.